Hello everybody and welcome to this quick demonstration of a new feature on the Playroom web client, which is still in early development but which is going to be very exciting once it is ready. So I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Let's double tap to connect to the Playroom web client. And here we are on the Playroom web client. Now I'm going to create a table of 1000 miles. Because of course, that's the game we all like. And we're gonna make it private, just so that we don't get disturbed. And I'm gonna start this game. Of course, first I need to add a bot. And we're gonna play with the default options for now. Okay, so now, okay, we have our cards. And this isn't announced because, as I said, early development and all of that, but if I swipe down here, see, we have junk that card and draw card as custom rotor actions. Pretty exciting. So here we can just double tap, and there we go, we just drew 50 miles. And again, say that we want to junk this, we just swipe down, double tap, and there we go. And now we actually have a card. And again, it's our turn, we just swipe up, double tap, and it's as easy as that. It's still not as easy as pressing the space bar, but it's the best thing we can do on a touchscreen. Custom actions are amazing. Now, what I was talking about when I said, you know, as you heard right there, it did make the sound for rotor actions, if you have that sound enabled. This is an experimental API or ARIA attribute for those with technical background, and it is available in the iOS 27 betas. So you need an iOS 27 beta device if you want to try this out. And as you saw right there, it does not announce when actions are available at the moment, which is one of its flaws currently. But sometimes it does. I noticed that when the focus automatically moves to an element, that's when you hear that the actions are available. But if you just swipe back and forth like this, you don't have any announcement that we have actions, but we do. It just works, which is really amazing. So yeah, once this becomes widely available and with a bit more work, this is going to be a very good feature. Well, I said this was going to be short, so see you next time, I guess.